Well, here we are tonight, at last. After enduring the holiday rush, after fretting over every possible detail of the season, after attending all the parties, decorating the house, adorning the tree, wrapping the gifts, stuffing the stockings, and after all that, and much more, we gather tonight. We gather tonight on this most special of all nights in this beautiful sanctuary, illuminated by soft flickering candlelight, surrounded by those we cherish, enveloped by, lifted up, and carried along by the timeless, joyous strains of favorite songs and hymns. Here we are, gathered together, to hear the familiar words of a story that is not just any story, but one that is the story, the most important story, the most true of all stories. It is this story, the story of shepherds and angels and kings and prophets, fear and awe and wonder, evil, good, jealousy and joy. This story that not only enables each and every one of us to make sense of our individual stories, but the story that stands at the center of all history. It is the story. This story that convinces us that life has meaning and that human history has a direction and a goal. It's the story of God's redeeming love for his creation. It's the story of unspeakable, stunning importance. It is the greatest of all stories, and yet it can be briefly summarized in just 6 words that the angel spoke to the shepherds so long ago. To you, this day, a Savior. To you, this day, a Savior. You. You. Y-O-U. You. For your sake, God was not content to be some far-off, distant deity who set things in motion and then washed his hands of it all, turned his back, walked away, while the whole thing careened off course and crashed into some sort of unseen wall in the cosmos. No, from the very beginning, he planned this night of nights. The one in which God, the Son, would become a human being like you, for you. For you, he emptied himself of glory so that you might be exalted. For you, he gave himself that you might be lifted up and made to resemble him. On that night, he entered a weary world of sorrow so that you might wake up to the joy of Christmas morning. This he accomplished for you. At this time of year, you might be driving about and you might see a manger scene in someone's yard or perhaps a church lawn, and then nearby you'll see a sign that says, "He's the reason for the season." And I suppose that's helpful as far as it goes. It's a good thing to be reminded that all of the extraneous trappings that have accreted themselves to this season need to be trimmed back, need to be kept in proper perspective so that we can focus our hearts and minds on Jesus Christ. But in another key sense, that sign misses the point completely. That's because you are the reason for the season. I am the reason for the season. All of us, all of humanity. As John writes, "For this is the way God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life." That's good news. That's good news that needs to be heard. That's good news that needs to be processed. Its implications need to be worked out practically in our lives, not in your parents' lives, not in your children's lives, not in your grandchildren's lives, not in the minds of those with whom you might disagree about what you saw or heard on the news or about what's happening in Washington or Moscow or Beijing. But first and foremost, it needs to be heard. Processed, absorbed, integrated, fully assimilated, and acted upon by you. And that needs to happen this day. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, today. to you this day. To say, well, I'm too busy for all that right now, or, well, let's wait and see, that's a perniciously dangerous, precarious thing. Who knows if we'll be around next week, next month, next year. Recent events have impressed upon all of us the truth that life is a fragile vapor that appears just for the shortest of whiles and then vanishes away. It's been rightly said, life is not a light. A light can be turned off and on again and again, over and over. Life is a fire given by God to burn on earth just once and never more. Scripture says, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to turn your life over to a new master, one born this night so long ago. A new day dawned on that first Christmas night, a new day that God has made, a day in which new beginnings are now possible for those who entrust their lives to the babe of Bethlehem. Are you tired? Are you tired of your old ways? Are you tired of doing the same thing over and over and over again, only to achieve the same disappointing results? If you're not, someone in your life, someone who knows you and loves you, probably is. But change can come. And change can come not by trying harder, not by making New Year's resolutions, no matter how impressive that list might be, not by saying, well, this time it's different. I'm going to really, 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 really try hard this year. And it all goes out the window by the end of January. No, change comes from outside of us. It comes when Christ enters in, transplanting the life and joy of heaven into our hearts, our minds, our emotions, our wills, and our actions. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old is gone, the new is here. Yesterday's misery, yesterday's guilt, yesterday's fear, those were all dealt a fateful blow on that first Christmas night. And when that baby grew up and became a man, he conquered death. He conquered everything that is lethal to your joy. All those things have been defeated and mercifully covered. They no longer serve as your identity, nor can they determine your destiny. The cruel master of your yesterday has been dethroned, consigned to the ash heap of your history, and a new, good, benevolent, gracious king offers to reign peaceably over your life forever. He came for you to make you fully, truly, joyfully, abundantly alive today. To you, this day, a Savior. What is a Savior? It's a rescuer, it's a helper, a liberator, a forgiver, a leader, a friend. Christ lifts the burden of sin and self and habit and harm from your back, and he carries it upon his own, takes it to Calvary's cross, and there he casts it into the sea of forgetfulness. And from there he now walks before you to guide you, beside you as your friend and companion to encourage you, behind you to protect you. He took on our humanity, like us in every way, yet without sin, so that his love and favor would console your heart, confirm your faith, conquer your fears, and conform you to his likeness. To you, this day, a Savior.